This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Orioles start off their six-game homestand with an 0-3 record. Nats are in town now. 7:05 first pitch, so that means Baltimore baseball tonight. Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken, live from Pickles Pub at 6. And we're going to take your phone calls after the upcoming break, 410-583-1057, if you want to jump to the front of the line and talk about the state of this Orioles team. Should changes be made? 410-583-1057. But right now, we're bringing on John Mioli, who covers the O's for the Baltimore Banner. And John, 3 days ago, you wrote a piece for the Banner saying that the Orioles are driving you crazy. Because, look, we were all bought in. We were all really excited. The arrow was pointing so far up. And now it's just been crashing and burning since June 21st. Do you think that we all could have been a little wrong about this direction of this team?
Yeah, I mean, I would ask just out of curiosity that anyone that had like an Orioles under 70 wins bet slip email that to me, because I would love to see it. I don't think anybody would have thought it would be this level.
I had under 83.
Yeah, no, that's that's looking pretty good right now. I wouldn't cash that out just yet. But you know, I think there's so much that has gone not as planned with this team that part of the thing that's been hard to process, hard to get one's arms around, is there are tens, dozens, hundreds, you know, if you want to go to the level, thousands of individual single things that have not gone as you expected. And you can look at them, and as you have a conversation with them or try to write, have a conversation about them, you're like, oh, well, this kind of made sense. This is why this happened and it hasn't worked out. When you combine so many things that haven't gone the way they were supposed to or as expected, whether that's, it was reasonable to think they would go well or not, you end up with an incredibly confusing and frustrating and when that many things go wrong, and ultimately not very good team.
I mean, could it be ultimately, because it seemed like in your last couple of pieces, like you were wavering with this, could it ultimately be that these were the right guys for the first 3 to 4 years of turning this thing over, but just not the right guys to put it over the top?
It's really challenging, because if we sit back here with hindsight, they very clearly didn't think anything was structurally wrong after last year. They just kind of chalked it up to bad luck and injuries. Mm-hmm. And they're sitting here 6 weeks, a quarter of the way into the season, and you could do the same if you wanted to. I don't think that tells nearly as large of a part of the story as it did in 2024. But there's not really an off-ramp when you think as highly of your own players and as highly of your own processes and how you do things as the Orioles do. You don't really want an Oriole or an off-ramp if that's what you think and that's what you believe, because the way to do what you want to do is to be convicted in it. You know, there's no, you don't want fence sitters. Could they have diversified a little more? Yes. Did their belief result in a roster where they couldn't offer the role that, like, better players would take? Yes. And that's how you end up here. And I can't imagine that anyone sitting around the warehouse being like, you know, let's run this back a third time if this season continues to go south. But there's not a ton of easy levers to pull to fundamentally change things without saying that everything was wrong. And I think that's something that's a very unintended and difficult consequence of how this has gone.
So to take it a step further, Chesapeake, and I know they've had injuries. They got a 662 OPS, Aberdeen 636, Delmarva 636. And some of those teams have kids who were young for that level, but Vance Honeycutt wouldn't apply. And so far, he can't hit right-handed pitching. Dylan Beavers now looks like they want him to steal and get on base, but there's no power there. We know they haven't developed a pitcher yet. All the position flexibility. You play two games here and two games here and two games there. Now they can't field the ball at the major league level. Like, is it possible that this is not a systemic indictment of them?
I think everything is basically on the table at this point. This was meant to be the group that's in the big leagues right now, and I'm sure you could put Cody Mayo in that group, even though he is not currently in the big leagues. Like, this is the group that was supposed to help this team be good for the here and now, and for next year and the year after that. And then, given the trades they made in the last couple of years, you figure it out with the next groups of draft picks as it comes. I think the pitching side is, and I've been saying this, and I understand that it's basically probably hollow at this point, but there's going to be pitchers from this, that they've drafted who come up and help this team. It hasn't happened yet, and that's a huge reason why the season has gone the way that it is. You're just talking, what we're talking about now is something that is a consequence of what's happened at the major league level. And there's a world, I asked somebody yesterday and they laughed in my face, and that was probably an appropriate reaction. I was like, what if this team just, like, they make a couple of tweaks and win the World Series next year? What do you think about that? And, they laughed in my face, as they should have. But that's the kind of trajectory that if the season was going okay or well, you would think there's World Series potential. And we're talking about a quarter of the season that has gone terribly and has basically tanked this season. So whatever you want to have happen this year isn't going to happen. I think it's going to take some soul searching to figure out how much needs to change to get back to where they want to be.
We're speaking to John Mioli, who covers the O's for the Baltimore Banner. It's Inside Access on The Fan. John, the thing that's most troubling to me, and Mike Elias said this a lot during the offseason, that this offense was going to have to slug their way to wins, because we knew going in, even with Grayson healthy and Zach Eflin, that the starting rotation might be a little shaky. Year over year, I can really only look at Jackson Holliday as one of those young guys that has improved since 2024. And I know Adley wears a lot of it, and he was the first pick of this new regime, but the fact that these young guys aren't getting better, what have you thought of that?
Yeah, I mean, I would challenge, I think Gunnar Henderson is probably going to end up being the same player that he was last year. He's just not hitting lefties this year, and that's a pretty tough thing to do given how the Orioles have faced so many lefties and such good lefties this year. There's a lot of case to be made that, like, we can start and end this particular conversation with Adley Rutschman. And that's, he's not necessarily a young player. Mm-hmm. He is somebody who is supposed to be, this is the prime of his career. This is supposed to be where he is, making the most impact, having the most value, being the most and best of whatever he's going to be. And you can track this team's rise and I guess fall now pretty evenly with Adley Rutschman's fortunes. Mm-hmm. And to go a step further, when you look at what he's been doing and how he's been taking his plate appearances, and other than it's just not working out, and maybe the things that are making it seem like it should aren't really valid, it's hard to understand why it's not working out. So I think you can focus the answer to that question on him and say, this is the crux of what they're trying to do. Is this going to work out because it's supposed to work out over the long term and this has just been a bad however many months, or is this something deeper? And I think the longer it goes on, you go towards answer B, and that's kind of where we're at.
To wrap it up here, John, in terms of the soul searching and the change, what gives me pause is they sent Cody Mayo back down and he plays third base. That to me tells me these people will never get out of their own way. Like, if that wasn't the natural time after the two errors on routine balls at third to just say, you know what, we can find room for him in Norfolk every day in right field or first base. Like, that blows my mind, coupled with, O'Neill butchering balls all over the place, and let's keep running him out in right field instead of Heston Kerstad. Like, if they're truly soul-searching, if they truly realize how bleep they are, how can I see things like that in real time?
Yeah, and that's where I think they have found themselves in a position that I'm not sure they're equipped for, because when you base everything you do off a certain set of beliefs and philosophies and you know, want to be consistent and adherent to that, you end up doing things that don't make sense with what we're watching in the moment sometimes. And I don't think there's
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
There are the mechanisms. It doesn't seem like it, because we haven't really seen them in a lot of cases. It doesn't seem like there are the mechanisms in place to pivot in those things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Why are we, and how do you separate out what is best for, you know, the 2025 Baltimore Orioles, who are falling off a cliff, and Cody Mayo, who is still a young player who needs to figure out how he's going to consistently play in the big leagues? Like, to make that decision based on only column B is to discount what it seems like column A needs. And that's all well and good when you're winning 100 games. It's not as good when you're not.
He's John Mioli, covers the O's for the Baltimore Banner. John, thank you so much. Appreciate it, man.
All right, welcome. Talk soon, guys.
You got it. At 3:15, we're going to get into the Ravens. How many wins do we see the Ravens getting in 2025?
More than the O's?
We will tell you. Also, Ariel Epstein, we will get her best bets at the top of the hour. And we'll get Ben Hall's best bets as well. But coming up next, we're going to hear from you. 410-583-1057. Chris, Tom, Mason, I see you guys on hold. If you want to join us to talk about the state of the Orioles, what type of change do you want to see the Orioles make today? 410-583-1057. We'll take your calls next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.